If you've ever tried to do something online only to be thwarted by a capture test, this news will brighten your day. A campaign has started to call on major website companies to put an end to captures once and for all. Eliza Cusson, online editor for Media Access Australia, is here to tell us all about it. Hello, Eliza.
Hi, Roberta.
Now, first of all, what is a capture?
Well, basically, they're little tests that are placed at the end of online forms, which try to verify if a user is a human being or what we call a bot. And bots are small pieces of software which travel across the internet, impersonating humans and kind of, I guess, compromising the security of websites.
And why are they such a problem?
Well, as many listeners will know, captures really present a barrier for everyone. It's getting harder and harder for computers to tell the difference between a human and a bot, and it's getting harder and harder for people to prove that they're human, if that makes sense.
Oh, dear.
So the standard captcha is really a series of garbled letters. They look kind of wavy or they're distorted in some way so that the human eye can distinguish them, but a computer can't. For sighted people, they're incredibly annoying and often impossible to complete. And of course, if you're blind or severely vision impaired, they actually stop you from completing the form.
So what about audio captures?
Well, a few years ago, people got wise to the fact that captures present an impenetrable barrier for blind people and started putting in audio versions. And all that is, it's a small audio file, which is the same thing. It's a phrase or a series of letters or numbers read out that is distorted. I'm not sure if you've ever tried an audio capture, Roberta, but they sound like ham radios from space.
I've never
been able to work one out myself, and I know a colleague of mine must have tried about 30 times to complete the one for Skype before giving up and asking a sighted friend to help. So obviously they're not an ideal solution.
No, absolutely. Now, how does this campaign intend to help?
Well, this campaign started by, I guess, our sister organisation, ACAN, and we've signed on to it along with Blind Citizens Australia and a number of other organisations. And what we're really asking, well, we're asking the biggest companies in the web, people like Microsoft and Google and Facebook, to actually ban the capture across their networks. Which is quite a big ask, but we're asking them to show leadership and hope that this flows on to the rest of the web.
I hope so too. Now, how can people get involved?
Well, they can go to change.org, which is a wonderful site for anyone interested in online activism, and it's reasonably accessible as well. So if you go to change.org and then search at the top for Kill Capture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to have to spell capture because...
I was going to say that.
Yes, because it's a funny one. It's one of those ridiculous acronyms. So capture is CAPTCHA.
All right, then. Well, I've been speaking to Eliza Cusson, online editor for Media Access Australia. And for more information about the CAPTCHA, CAPTCHA campaign, visit Media Access Australia website at www.mediaaccess.org.au. Thank you, Eliza, for all of that.
No worries, Beth.
And I hope that we get some people to get involved because it really does have to be eliminated, doesn't it?
It really, really does. Well, the petition's going quite well. We're up to about 850 now.
Oh, that's fantastic. Good on you. That's great.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, that's very exciting indeed. And if you'd like to know more about the captures, it sounds a little bit not very good to me, but you can contact Media Access Australia, mediaaccess.org.au, and find out how you can help with this campaign. This segment has been brought to you by Media Access Australia.